So, I'm still new at this podcasting stuff or whatever. I don't know if this is going to be a continuance or a separate one. But, the mystery meat, I'm still not sure yet. I did post a picture of it on my TikTok, whatever account. Bowman Girl 66. Check it out. See if we send me. Tell me what you think it is. There's a picture of it. It's only a 15-second video, but I don't know. I know it's not spaghetti because there was no noodles in the end on the bottom. I flipped it up upside down, put it in a pan to finish thawing it out. And so it's either chili or taco meat, and I can't decide which one. Usually in my chili, I put beans, so I might have to rule out chili. You know, I'm looking outside my window right now, and it looks awful dark down my neighborhood. Really dark. Darker than normal. And there's a car driving super slow. Creep. No, they live there. They're just pulling in. But no, the street is really super dark. That's creepy. I don't like that. All my lights are on. Anyway, so, tell me what you think about my dinner. You know, tomorrow I'll post, or, you know, I'll do my podcast, whatever, my next episode, and I'll tell you what I think it is after I try it out. Anyway, if you want to sponsor me, please sponsor me. That'd be great. I need listener support. If you guys could share my podcast with your friends and family or whatnot, Facebook, whatever. I need more listener support for sure. If you can help me, that'd be great. But anyway, until tomorrow, guys, America, I love ya. So, I'm still new at this podcasting stuff or whatever. I don't know if this is going to be a continuance or a separate one. But the mystery meat, I'm still not sure yet. I did post a picture of it on my TikTok, whatever account. Bowman Girl 66. Check it out. See if we send me. Tell me what you think it is. There's a picture of it. It's only a 15-second video, but I don't know. I know it's not spaghetti because there was no noodles in the end on the bottom. I flipped it up upside down, put it in a pan to finish thawing it out. And so it's either chili or taco meat, and I can't decide which one. Usually in my chili, I put beans, so I might have to rule out chili. You know, I'm looking outside my window right now, and it looks awful dark down my neighborhood. Really dark. Darker than normal. And there's a car driving super slow. Creep. No, they live there. They're just pulling in. But no, the street is really super dark. That's creepy. I don't like that. All my lights are on. Anyway, so, tell me what you think about my dinner. You know, tomorrow I'll post, or, you know, I'll do my podcast, whatever, my next episode, and I'll tell you what I think it is after I try it out. Anyway, if you want to sponsor me, please sponsor me. That'd be great. I need listener support. If you guys could share my podcast with your friends and family or whatnot, Facebook, whatever. I need more listener support for sure. If you can help me, that'd be great. But anyway, until tomorrow, guys, America, I love ya. By the way, the mystery meat is homemade. I did make it myself, but whatever it was I made, I had an abundance of, so I froze some of it without labeling it. So that was my bad. Now I'm trying to figure out what it is, because it's been in there about 2 months, I guess. Not very long, but I just forgot what it was. But it's good, whatever it is. If I made it, it's good. I just can't figure out what it is yet. So, I'm still new at this podcasting stuff or whatever. I don't know if this is going to be a continuance or a separate one. But, the mystery meat, I'm still not sure yet. I did post a picture of it on my TikTok, whatever account. Bowman Girl 66. check it out. See if it, tell me what you think it is. There's a picture of it. It's only a 15-second video, but I don't know. I know it's not spaghetti because there was no noodles in the end on the bottom. I flipped it up upside down, put it in a pan to finish thawing it out. And so it's either chili or taco meat, and I can't decide which one. Usually my chili I put beans, so I might have to rule out chili. You know, I'm looking outside my window right now, and it looks awful dark down my neighborhood. Really dark. Darker than normal. And there's a car driving super slow. Creep. No, they live there. They're just pulling in. But no, the street is really super dark. That's creepy. I don't like that. All my lights are on. Anyway, so tell me what you think about my dinner. You know, tomorrow I'll post, or, you know, I'll do my podcast, whatever, my next episode, and I'll tell you what I think it is after I try it out. Anyway, if you want to sponsor me, please sponsor me. That'd be great. I need listener support. If you guys could share my podcast with your friends and family or whatnot, Facebook, whatever. I need more listener support for sure. If you can help me, that'd be great. But anyway, until tomorrow, guys, America, I love ya. Why, hello, America. Welcome to my podcast, Judy's World. Judy speaking. anyway, today is Wednesday, May 26th. It's 8:11 p.m. I'm just gonna, I guess, tell you about my day today. So, you guys know my bestie's Jade, my fur baby. She has severe separation anxiety from me. And anytime I leave, I have to watch how long I'm gone or she gets severely ill. And today, I left for a couple hours and I went to go visit a friend. And of course, I come back home and my dog's all anxious and stuff. And now I'm kind of worried about her because, like, I can tell she has these signs and symptoms or whatever. Like, she starts bloating, holding retention water or something. And then her eyes get big, not just the pupils, but, like, the roundness of them. They seem like they're larger, and her pupils are larger because she's very, very anxious. Now I'm worried about her for tonight because usually when she gets like this far, she starts going downhill a little bit, and I have to worry about her for the next couple days, make sure she bounces back okay. You know, that's what I'm dealing with right now at this moment. I'm trying to comfort her as we speak because she's breathing heavy, her pupils are big. Yeah, I'm trying to comfort her. She don't really like me talking into the phone. I think she thinks I get upset or something because when I'm talking to you guys, I don't know, she like snuggles up to me, like severely snuggles up to me, like she's trying to get into me, like something's wrong or something. So, you know, I pet her and scratch her usually the whole time I'm talking to you guys to comfort her so she, you know, she don't think something's wrong. So that's on top of her anxiety. So, my work is cut out tonight. Poor little Miss Mamie. She doesn't have separation anxiety, but I think Jade gets mean to her or something. I don't know. She was in here in the bedroom by herself a while ago. So, America, while I do my podcast today, talking to you, I'm going to cook dinner. I'm hungry. Jade's looking at me all crazy again because I'm talking to you. And Mamie, she's whining at me. You want to say something? Say something. I talk to my fur babies all day long, like they're my own, and they are my own. I've had both of them since birth. Not my birth, but their birth. Of course, evidently. I'm just being silly. Anyway, Tonight's dinner is, I'm thawing something out in my microwave. Oh, shit. I forgot my burner was on. The water's boiling, I mean. I'm trying to figure what this is in my freezer. I mean, I'm trying to thaw out. It's frozen and it smells like, looks like taco meat. It smells like taco spaghetti meat. It might be spaghetti. I don't know. I don't know how long I'm supposed to defrost this, but it's taking forever. So, then I don't know what I'm thawing out currently in my microwave because I can't tell. I'm making the backup chicken-flavored rice and vegetables, just in case. And if it turns out to be something I like or edible, it smells and looks edible, I'll eat both of them tonight. I love food. You guys, did I ever tell you I love food? I really love comfort food. I try to make comfort food as much as I can. Well, I have to cut that out because my LDLs are high or whatever, my triglycerides. So I have to change my diet now. So comfort food is almost out the door. So I got to change my diet to tuna fish and salmon and chicken and protein. And I love all that. It's just a different way of cooking. So I don't have any grated cheese or any kind of cheese. The only cheese I had was macaroni and cheese, you know, in the package cheese. So, and I had plenty, like, you know, stocked up, like 20 boxes, you know, pasta. And so I used one of the cheese sauces and mixed it with some milk, made it just thick enough, but not too thick and not too thin, just right to where I can put it on this mystery meat I'm heating up. Just in case I need to disguise the flavor. You know how it is, you know. Okay, so I put my rice on. I put chicken flavored stock in it, or you know, chicken dripping from baked chicken that I made. And I keep the stock for the rice. So I put that in and rice, and so I'm letting that simmer. And my mystery meat almost smells like Sloppy Joe's. So I don't know. Still. Okay, so back to my rice, I added some canned corn and some cutlets of cauliflower. It's simmering. I might have it too high. I might have to turn it down a little bit. And I'm still thawing out the mystery meat. A minute at a time. I don't know if that's good or not. I don't want to overwork my microwave. It's brand new though. I just bought it last month. The other one blew up.
I talked about that in one of my episodes, in my coffee episode, I think.
Oh, crap. Okay, I pulled the mystery meat out. I still don't know what it is. Well, still half frozen. I might just pour some out in a pan and go from there. Because I don't know if it's like spaghetti. Maybe there's noodles on the bottom. I don't know. It might be taco meat all the way to the bottom, or I don't think it's chili. I don't see no beans. I always put beans in my chili. Mystery meat.